This is a disheartening article to write, to be honest. We see darkness rising, yet we are called to be salt and light to a decaying world, even if the world pushes back. Let's try to counter the enemy wherever we see his presence. The world is imploding as we trend toward the tribulation. The devil is trying to strengthen his grip on the world, the church, and on billions of people. Still, to see people literally worshiping the dark side takes one's breath away. The Grammys lead the way. Some of what I review in this article is not new news to you. This year the Grammys included a literal satanic performance by Sam Smith and Kim Petras. The song was titled, Unholy, and included Sam Smith in a red devil costume and hat with horns surrounded by performers, some in cages, wearing red costumes and dancing seductively. Flames surrounded them. The performance was intended to be satanic. Viewers would think they were peering into hell. The Super Bowl lives up to its reputation. The 2023 Super Bowl halftime lived up to its outrageous reputation. It opened with the filth merchant, Rihanna, descending from the sky, surrounded by what could be described as dancing fallen angels. This generated more complaints than the debacle at the Grammys. Commonwealth Games infect the world. The Commonwealth Games last July in Birmingham, England, had 72 nations participating. Then Prince Charles was an honorary guest. It included ritualistic ball worship in plain sight. But before that, dancers placed fingers on their heads to represent satanic horns as they were announcing the coming of the horned beast. The ceremony was blatant Luciferian worship. A woman eventually climbed a gigantic bull and the crowd celebrated the woman riding the beast, right out of Revelation chapter 17. I wish I were making this up, but I am not. This was seen by tens of millions of people around the world. Gothard Base Tunnel celebrates Goatman. We can't leave out the Gothard Base Tunnel ceremony of 2016. This was attended by Europe's most powerful leaders. The opening ceremony was a dark, disturbing, and weirdly satanic ritual. The Gothard Tunnel is the world's longest tunnel project in history. It goes through the Swiss Alps and took 17 years to complete. It is considered the symbol of European unification, but does this require honoring Satan? During the 8-hour ceremony, eventually a goatman, or Baphomet, appears and is the star of the show. People bow down to him once again. At the end of the long ceremony, the goatman is declared king of the world. This, too, was televised to the world. This is what they think of God. Europe threw God out of their continent decades ago, and they now seem to delight in honoring dark images. By creating overtly dark and occultic ceremonies, the elite tell the world, this is what we believe in, this is what we think of you, and this is what we think of God. On the day when they will be held accountable, we may hear their mourning and their regret. SatanCon 2023, the largest satanic gathering in history, will take place April 28-30 in Boston, Massachusetts. Attendees are promised a weekend of blasphemy and remembrance. Years ago, maybe a few fringe weirdos would get together for something like that. But this year's SatanCon was completely sold out 6 weeks in advance. This event reflects the tremendous evil that is rapidly growing all around us. Hundreds, if not thousands, will gather to celebrate darkness and Satan. The spirit of the Antichrist is fueling this. This unbelieving element is racing towards the kingdom of the Antichrist. It is the spirit of the Antichrist that inspires these glorifications of darkness. You would not like to be present when they are cast into eternal darkness in the eternal lake of fire. Finally, they will no longer be celebrating. They will no longer be mocking. They will be wailing and begging for a second chance. I haven't even described the Fox TV production in 2016 and 2017 titled Lucifer, that painted him as a really good guy. Or, rapper Lil Nas X grossing out some of his closest fans by sliding down a pole to hell to give Satan a lap dance. I haven't described another cable production titled Little Demon. I haven't described the after-school Satan clubs designed to counter child evangelism Bible classes in the schools. And so much more. Lift up a standard against this. But even as the shadow of darkness blankets our landscape, there are an ever-increasing number of embassies of the kingdom of light. We read in the Bible that there will be unspeakable darkness and a great falling away in the last days before Christ returns, but most of us probably never thought we would live to see a day quite like this. The Bible says that, when darkness comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it, Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19. The Lord will cause our lives to impact the rampant evil surrounding us. This may be one of the very reasons God has allowed us to be born for such a time as this. I'm trusting that you will push back against the darkness with me. Satan gets some glory now, but remember his ultimate destination. An eternal lake of fire for him and all his angels and cohorts, where their diabolical celebrations will come to an ignominious end.